Welcome to the Beyond Sugar Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dame, sugar freedom expert and somatic embodiment coach. Together, we'll be diving into much more than just another conversation around sugar addiction and nutrition. But more importantly, I'll be guiding you through the inner work, mindset shifts, and emotional healing that ultimately lies at the root of your unhealthy habits with food. Are you ready? Let's dive in. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here. And honestly, the episode I think many of you have been waiting for. 4 years have been waiting for this announcement, this news, and this episode. I have been keeping a major secret from all of you. And from the title of this episode, I'm sure you've guessed it. It is officially time for me to come out of the closet and announce that I am indeed pregnant. That is correct. There is a little human growing inside of me, and I just so deeply excited to finally be able to share this news with all of you as my loyal followers, my loyal listeners, and just really deep dive in today's episode into a lot of the aspects that have been my journey into not only making this decision, but also how I'm nourishing and looking after myself and my plans for the future. So I want to share a few things with all of you today, but first of all, just allow you to take a moment to celebrate with me. At the time of airing this episode, I'm about 14 weeks pregnant, so I'm into my second trimester. I've waited, of course, to really make this announcement until later on in my pregnancy, as many women do. Although, to be honest with you, I've shared this news with all my clients, all my close friends, all my family a couple months ago when I first found out. Funny enough, on Valentine's Day, finding out that I was indeed pregnant and just so over the moon excited. Ben is so excited. He cannot wait to be a father. And we are both still integrating with the news of how massively our lives are going to change. I mean, I have it nailed being a cat mom, but being a mom to a human is going to be a whole next level of challenge and growth in my life. And really, the first thing that I wanted to share with all of you is actually my very intentional, conscious decision to take this next step in my life. And I, first of all, want to deeply acknowledge the gratitude for where we are in the world right now, where women can choose to have children or to not have children. And in fact, I have many of my close girlfriends who have chosen to not have children. And I think that's beautiful when we come at those decisions from an intentional place. And what a gift that we women now get to have that choice. I mean, it wasn't long ago where you just had to have kids. And if you chose not to or you couldn't, there was something wrong with you. So I think that's really beautiful. And I'm grateful for that fact, you know, to be able to make this decision very intentionally and consciously. So vulnerably and open with all of you, you know, my journey to deciding to become a mother has been really challenging. I have never been someone who always knew I wanted to be a mom. You know, I figured that one day that would just hit me. You know, I have many friends as well who just always knew that they were meant to have kids. And I never had that really deep knowing. I never had that spark, or as many women say, right, their womb is pulsing and like calling for a child. And I've never noticed that in my body. I never had that deep connection with, yes, I need to be a mother. And at the same time, I also didn't have a connection to, no, I don't want to be a mother. So for me, over the last couple of years, as I've actually been contemplating, as I'm getting older, as, you know, I'm more financially secure, and as, of course, Ben has been begging to be a father, you know, a lot of this was really me taking the time and space for myself to sort through this kind of gray area. I didn't know either way. I didn't have that pull. And a lot of the deep healing that I've been doing and the embodiment work that I've been doing has really been a piece of me attempting to connect deeper with, is it a yes or is it a no? And more importantly, is it a yes or no based off of my authentic higher self? Or is it a yes or no based off of what society thinks I should do? And again, really grateful that I get to make this choice consciously and really take the time and put in the effort to arrive at a decision in a way that feels authentic to me. And over the last 2 years, this has been a really big part of my inner healing journey, has been attempting to create an open dialogue with my divine feminine, reconnecting with my womb. I have worked with a womb coach. I have done various, obviously, breath work, psychedelic medicine journeys. A lot of the tools in my toolbox I have been pulling out to support me in really connecting more with my higher self and my deeper wisdom as a woman to whether or not having children is part of my path and is something that I truly want to do. And honesty, again, a big part of that was me trying to figure out if my lack of connection with a definite yes or a definite no, was that simply being clouded by not authentically being meant to have kids, or was it my fears and my ego? And the more work that I've done, and again, really, this has been a massive part of my journey that I've been working on behind the scenes for the last 2 years, it is over time became very clear to me that it was, in fact, my laundry list of massive fears that was keeping me from connecting with my higher self and connecting from my womb in knowing that I was meant to be a mother. And I'm so grateful for the work that I did and the support that I got to reconnect with these parts of myself through various practices and various journeys. And ultimately, you know, as an unfolding over a few months, I started finally embodying and understanding that the future that I want for myself is a future that involves raising the next generation and is a future that involves handing down the repatterning of my ancestral trauma to somebody new and really getting to raise, hopefully, the next generation of humans in a healthier, more conscious way. And I want to be a part of that. And I'm as terrified as I still am, I am ready for that challenge. I know consciously, I don't know embodied yet because I haven't lived it. I know that this is going to be the most challenging thing that I've ever embarked on. And I know that it's going to challenge my relationship with Ben. I know it's going to challenge my relationship with myself. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities for growth. And a lot of really big challenges. And I'm here for it. I feel like at this point in my life, I have built such a beautiful foundation of support and tools within myself that I know I can handle anything. And this has been a really exciting journey and adventure. And it's also been filled with ups and downs and arguments and tears and lots of different emotions, as it's been a little bit of a roller coaster as I have been trying to connect with this. And I'm so deeply grateful for Ben and his patience. Ben is someone who knows without a shadow of doubt that he is meant to be a father. And I'm so deeply grateful for that. He's going to be an amazing father. And that really is a piece of what supports me in feeling so confident that we will be okay and we can handle this incredible journey that's about to come. So yeah, amazing. So many things about to change. And I'm sure as many of my clients are asking me now on every group call, how are you feeling? How's it going? So I want to share with all of you as well. You know, everybody's journey is, of course, so unique and different. And I'm personally looking forward to really observing how my journey of pregnancy and raising children, how that impacts my work and how that impacts what I'm actually sharing in the world, because I know it will, you know, especially when it comes to nutrition and sugar and trauma healing and all of this deep inner work, you know, seeing how I can take what I've learned cognitively and actually apply it to a little human is going to be a roller coaster, but I'm looking forward to that. So how's it going? Yeah, really, really beautiful journey. I am just so grateful for my body. So grateful for my body. You know, as most women have no idea how effortless or difficult it will be to conceive. I will say that I'm deeply grateful that my body was obviously very ready and we conceived first try, as soon as we started trying, that couple days that I was ovulating and bam, I was pregnant a couple weeks later. And who knew it would be that easy? I think I was really shocked and surprised that it would happen that quickly as soon as we started officially trying. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster since. But in that, just so deeply grateful for our clean, healthy bodies that are not knocked up with pharmaceuticals and hormonal disruptors and vaccines and just all the junk that I know prevents a lot of women from being able to conceive, right? Or having major challenges with that. So whatever it is, divine alignment, that was a really effortless piece of our journey. And I'm so deeply grateful for that. My first trimester, dare I say, has been a breeze. Not fully a breeze. Again, so deeply grateful. And I know that so many women struggle so much throughout their whole pregnancy. So maybe my time's coming. I don't know, but I'm deeply grateful that my first trimester has been pretty smooth. There's a lot of times where I forget that I'm pregnant. It doesn't feel like I'm pregnant. I'm only just starting to show. And I think once I start, my body starts representing that, it will get a lot more real. But I feel pretty good overall. I'm still exercising. I'm still running. I was still cold dipping. I'm still having baths, just not too hot, not too long. But I'm so grateful. I've had no nausea. I've had no real cravings or aversions to food. I know a lot of women have that. I have noticed in the last few weeks that I am a bit tired, although hopefully that is shifting now that I'm in my second trimester. So being on the computer all day, holding space, you know, doing my work has really drained me. I notice at the end of the day is I'm definitely wiped. And I honestly do not know. I'm in awe of women who don't work for themselves from home, can't just call in sick, that work 9-to-5 jobs, 5-6 days a week. My heart goes out to those women. I know like that has to be so difficult, especially when you're feeling like crap. And I'm just taking a moment to be deeply grateful for the life that I've chosen to create for myself and the ups and downs that I've been through, even as an entrepreneur working for myself and now having the flexibility and freedom in my schedule where I can. And my clients do understand if I have to postpone a call or we have to move things around. But luckily, I haven't really had to do that because I haven't been feeling pretty good. Another thing that I want to mention here that a friend of mine actually reflected back to me, which was so beautiful, is I'm observing myself not obsessing and researching, which to me is really fascinating because the old Danny a couple years ago would be headfirst into all the podcasts, all the research, all the books, all the like what to expect while you're expecting, and really just like wanting to learn everything and be prepared or feel this sense of control with something like this. And I've really observed myself, and it surprised me that I've had zero desire to do any of that. And actually, I'm deeply in tune with the beautiful wisdom and trust of my body. My body as a woman knows what to do. It knows how to grow a child. It is literally one of the main purposes here on the planet for my womb. And I just really notice myself surrendering to that and trusting that as things unfold or as challenges come up, I will be able to figure it out at that time. I can research then. I can navigate then instead of fear prepping in advance for all the things that might happen. And that's a really interesting shift. And I really attest that to the work that I've done to embody my body and to connect with myself and to trust my inner wisdom and my inner guidance. And ultimately, you know, even without the little bit, and I'm going to share actually this really important resource with you in just a second. But even before I read this book, like I knew what to do. You know, I know to stop drinking alcohol. I know to stop drinking caffeine. I know to, you know, stop playing really physical sports, for example, right? Like I know the things, you know, minimize toxins. support your body, right? Get lots of nourishment and listen to your body, which, by the way, I have been, I guess I shouldn't say it's been a full breeze. I've been peeing nonstop for the last couple months and finally starting to subside. But for a good couple months, I was hungry all the time, which was very frustrating because I would eat a very nourishing meal that had obviously all the nutrients I needed, and I was still hungry. So that was a bit challenging and annoying, and I'm sure that will come and go, especially as I get into breastfeeding and the next phase of the journey. My body's going to need some more calories for sure. Sidebar, contrary to popular belief, you are not eating for two if you're pregnant. And I find this is an excuse that many women use to overeat, and especially on the wrong foods. So I'm very aware of this. As I'm growing a child, I only need a couple hundred extra calories a day of nourishing food, of course, you know, and snacks and things like that. So I'm really keeping that in check so that I'm not becoming this excuse to just binge and eat tons of food beyond what my body actually needs. So speaking of food, right, we obviously have to talk about food because this was the one area that I really felt called to learn more about. I didn't know a lot about pregnancy nutrition, right? I know about regular human nutrition, but I wanted to make sure that I was dialed in the areas that obviously really matter as I'm growing skin and bones and brains and organs inside my womb. So this book jumped out at me. I did some research. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. If not, it's called Real Food for Pregnancy. And this is a beautiful book by Lily Nichols, who I am going to invite on the podcast, and hopefully she will come and talk with us. And it is an incredible guide to beyond even just nutrition, but understanding that the traditional food guidelines, as is with most humans, for pregnancy are absolutely bullshit, absolute bullshit. And a lot of what we're being advised, for example, the food pyramid or the food plate or whatever it is now, being applied to pregnancy and actually growing a baby is actually really harmful. So this book was really called to me because she references a ton of studies. This is clearly a well-researched book. This isn't just one woman's opinion. And I really like that because obviously having some hopefully trustworthy science, which I know those words don't always really go together, really, really was helpful. So I learned a lot in this book. And, you know, there are things that I already knew, but I, of course, learned about how certain nutrient needs change and certain things that I really need to focus on. So I'm doing a lot of that. And there's still areas that I need to improve, like continuing to learn to like fish. Fun fact about me, I do not like seafood, but I do need to be getting my omega-3s. So I'm taking a high-quality supplement right now, but ideally I want to be eating fish. So anybody have really good fish recipes, please send them my way because I'm still resistant to that and trying to work through that. But I highly recommend this book. Talks about a lot of issues that can arise, like gestational diabetes, massive section on sugar, which I totally loved. Talking about blood sugar, talking about how a lot of the recommendations by the government is to eat a lot of carbs. And really, we're just increasing our chances of gestational diabetes and diabetes after. And for anyone who listened to my episode a few weeks back with Dr. Nicole Avena, you'll also know the incredible research that's been done about the amount of sugar, carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates that a mother eats directly impacts the child's propensity to become not only addicted to sugar themselves, but also to develop diabetes, obesity at a young age. So really fascinating research that's starting to be done. Women who eat a higher carbohydrate sugar diet tend to have unhealthy children or less healthy children than women who actually eat a lower carbohydrate, higher fat diet in pregnancy. So that's really fascinating. Obviously, that could be a controversial topic. We're not going to go into that today, and to each their own, but really recommend that book for anyone who is thinking about getting pregnant or wanting to pass that on to a friend. So I also wanted to share with all of you some things, other things that I'm doing to support myself. You know, what's going on over here in my life right now? I know that many have asked me this question, like, what are you doing to navigate the pregnancy? How are you eating? What does that look like? So a couple of things that I have had to let go of. I'm doing less saunas, obviously. So not wanting to get too hot, apparently an important thing, which is a bummer because I love sweating in the sauna and having a good cold plunge after. So no really hot baths, no really hot saunas. I've had to let go of my intermittent fasting practice. Again, intuitively, I know right off the bat, starving your fetus is not a good idea. So I really miss that practice. I loved intermittent fasting. It just felt so good in my body. And yeah, it was a really nice process. None of that. So I'm eating, nourishing, lots of food, listening to my body. A big piece of what I'm doing to support myself is lowering stress and going slow. So the last couple of months especially have been taking a lot of days off of work, working half days, really taking it slow, not signing up for a lot of big social engagements, really allowing myself to really kind of hibernate and binge on Netflix at night and go to bed early. I have been going to bed super early, trying to get good sleep, even though I'm waking up three times a night to pee, hoping that that will change so I can get some good sleep. And allowing myself, you know, 9-10 hours of sleep a night if I feel like I need it, and really giving myself lots of spaciousness to do that, lots of rest, lots of relaxing, and listening to my body. I mean, this is the best thing any of us can do to support ourselves, right? Really tuning in with, where is my energy at today? You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that running right now is really wiping my energy. So if I run in the morning, I'm wiped for the rest of the day. But if I walk or do yoga or do some other exercise, it doesn't wipe me in the same way. So right now, that's kind of where I'm at. I trust that that will shift as I get into further trimesters. But ultimately, that's just an example of really listening to my body. What does it need? Does it need to go to bed? Great, go to bed. Does it need to rest? Okay, great, rest. Is it hungry? Is it thirsty? Does it need a massage? You know, I've gone for a massage. I'm really supporting my body. I've booked myself in already preemptively to a pelvic floor therapist to support my physical body and my pelvic floor, which is going to help with a lot of challenges. I am doing yoni egg practices, for anyone who's familiar with that, to also strengthen my pelvic floor and my vaginal muscles to support me in preparing for birth. So some physical pieces there, movement, you know, movement. I still am doing my morning breath work practice, which helps me reduce stress, helps me regulate my nervous system. That is really, to me, feels like the most important thing that I can do to support the healthy growth of this fetus is obviously limiting chemicals and supporting my nervous system to be relaxed. So speaking of food, of course, the food question, what am I eating? I am eating mostly what I used to eat. Lots of good nourishing foods, lots of meat, still working on the fish thing, like I mentioned, but I'm working on it. Lots of meat, lots of eggs, lots of vegetables. I'm on and off starting my days with bone broth. There were a couple weeks there in the beginning where I was every single day starting my morning with bone broth to really just so many healing nutrients in that, and especially for a growing fetus. So I'm trying to get broth in every day, whether I start my day with it or have a soup later. So bone broth been really important. Yeah, lots of healthy fats, lots of variety in food, and the sugar content, the sugar conversation. So minimizing sugar consumption has and is always something that's important to me. And I'm not being really strict about it. Same with caffeine. So one of the things that, is an ebb and flow balance is this relationship that we all have with different substances, right? We talk a lot about that here. And I have been lovingly allowing myself to not be extremely strict, because I know for me, strict doesn't work. And that never has. So this hasn't really changed, actually. My relationship with food and eating hasn't shifted much now that I'm pregnant. I'm simply just eating a little bit more. So I'm having more snacks because I was hungry all the time. So whether that's my homemade mixed nuts or hard-boiled egg or a green smoothie, I'm trying to have some more spirulina and chlorella, which apparently are just amazing powerhouses. So possibly having some of those as a snack. And the moderation piece. So coming back into the sugar and the cravings. So I'm so grateful. I haven't had any weird cravings. I haven't really noticed much outside of the ordinary for cravings other than any pull or craving that I've had for a glass of wine seems to be gone, which is awesome. My body is like, nope, I'm done with alcohol. And that feels really great and really effortless because that pull was always sometimes there, especially in social situations. And I am allowing myself to have sugar here and there. In fact, this week I've had 2 ice cream cones. Gasp, gasp. I know, shocking coming from me, right? But that for me is an ongoing freedom in my relationship with sugar. I'm very aware of not having sugar every day and really minimizing my simple carbohydrate intake, flushing my body full of nutrients, having a lot of fat, a lot of protein. I'm doing my best to get the nutrients that it needs. And then if on occasion I want to have some sugar, I have some sugar. And I'm very intentional to do this, not in connection with emotions as best I can. But again, I'm not perfect at that. I'm sure there have been times in the last couple of months where, you know, I was using sugar at the end of the day to relax or something like that. I'm not perfect. And I love that about me. And I love that about my journey and this getting to share vulnerably with all of you the journey that we're all on. This is not about being perfect. This is about finding, tuning in to your truth, tuning in to what feels right for you. And for me, these things have felt right in the moment. And I'm grateful to allow myself a little bit here and there. And same with coffee. I know that's something that I do intend to continue weaning off, but I've drastically, not that I had a lot of caffeine. I would have 1 half-calf coffee a day, which is still an acceptable amount according to all the studies for pregnancy. But my dream is to get off of caffeine. I'm now switching to decaf. So if I do want to have a coffee, I will be having decaf. We have a really great organic brand that we make at home that I love. So that is a nice option for when I go out and switching into finding other beverages that are fun and nourishing. So that's been a challenge as well, but I know that I'm doing really well and I'm really grateful for my knowledge and my ability to nourish my body. And ultimately, as I said a few times, not much has changed in terms of my nutrition. And that's pretty neat because I'm not having to, I've been eating healthy for a long time. And I just know what to do. And there's a few things that I'm tweaking and adding in, like the chlorella and spirulina and extra bone broth. Obviously, adding in supplements. I did a round of probiotics. I'm going to do that every trimester. Probiotics are extremely important to help proliferate the not only my gut bacteria, but also the bacteria of the child. What else am I doing? I have found a midwife, which is really exciting. I'm looking forward to working with a midwife. I will most likely also hire a doula to support me as my birthing coach, to have somebody, I mean, just the more support, the better. I'm a firm believer we all need more support than we have. And that's going to be a really key component as we get into, I'm sure, later stages of the pregnancy. And I'm also doing deeper blood tests. So I am doing here in Canada, We can run a lot of basic pregnancy blood tests for free under our medical system. And I've done that. I've run the base panel, including my A1C levels, and which I can't remember off the top of my head what they were, but they were good. And a couple other things like B12 and iron. And then I've gone ahead and working with my naturopath to run deeper levels of blood tests. I haven't done a good panel of blood testing in a long time. So I'm testing things like my cholesterol, my thyroid, and actually doing better testing. And then I've tested my vitamin D levels, really important during pregnancy. And in Canada here, it's always touch and go with, am I getting enough vitamin D? So these are results I'm still waiting for, and I'm going to consolidate all of those, and my naturopath and I are going to work together to really understand what's going on in my body and if there is anything that I need to tweak, like perhaps taking iron. I already suspect I'm probably going to need to take an iron supplement, which is very normal for a lot of women. Yeah, so I'm paying for that. I'm paying for some of those things because I know that getting a better full spectrum picture and analysis with somebody who actually understands the ranges outside of the traditional medical system is going to be a really key component to making sure that I'm on track with my health as the baby grows. And I know that my pre-pregnancy body is different than a pregnancy body. So even if my blood sugars were great before, apparently during pregnancy, that can totally go out of whack. So I'm going to, one of the things that I'm going to be doing and committing to myself and my future child will be to really monitor my blood and monitor especially my blood sugar. I'm going to do a couple rounds with the CGM just to make sure in each trimester that my blood sugars are staying on track and that there's nothing out of the ordinary happening. Again, just keeping an eye on all these markers so that I can support myself as best possible. The one thing that I forgot to mention is another question I know many people have. Are we going to find out the sex of the baby? I forgot to answer this. So that's another question. We don't know at this point. Ben really wants to. I'm kind of indifferent. I kind of think it would be really fun to have it be a surprise in the delivery room or at home, hopefully. And yeah, and we'll probably end up finding out, but we're kind of just taking it day by day. We don't need to know right now. We've got lots of time, obviously, to find out. There is some really cool genetic testing. One of my girlfriends who's pregnant now just did that really early on. She was able to find out the sex of her baby. And yeah, I don't feel like I'm in a huge rush. I don't feel, it's kind of neat. I'm kind of enjoying having that like unknown or that sort of surprise of not knowing. So I'm going to soak that in a little bit longer and maybe in a bit we'll find out and I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. But that's going to be a fun piece of this journey as we navigate all the surprises that are going to unfold for us. The last thing that I wanted to share with all of you and to cover here is, of course, this big question. Now that you know my news, what's in store for the future of this podcast, for the future of my work, my life? I mean, obviously, I can't speak way into the future about what's happening, but I do know that there are a few things that I want to give all of you a heads up about that will be coming in the next couple months and years as I prep to really create the life that I want for myself. And one of the things that I know you can expect now that the cat's out of the bag is more pregnancy and kid-related podcasts. So I'm going to be sharing my journey with all of you. I'm going to bring in guests that really support myself in this journey and really bringing more conversations to how to raise a healthy child, how to grow a healthy child, how to raise a healthy child as I'm learning along the way. So I'm really excited to start weaving a lot of that content in, especially under the umbrella and understanding of our relationship with sugar. You know, that's starting right now for my baby in my womb, right? That relationship with sugar is starting now. And that's a lot of pressure. And I'm trying not to let that scare me too much. But it is really important to realize. And it helps keep me in line and keep me in check with wanting to give this child the healthiest start possible. So that is definitely happening. I also know that my upcoming emotional empowerment program that I'm hosting in May will most likely be my final group program, live group program that I will be hosting for the next year and a half. And my retreat that is coming up in June will also be the last retreat that I will be hosting for at least a year and a half as well. As I shift into taking some time off over the summer to enjoy my freedom and my single life without a dependent. I have some amazing trips planned and some fun that I want to be doing this summer. The podcast will continue to come out every week, so don't panic about that. You're going to be still getting lots of amazing guest experts, lots of amazing content. But giving myself that pause from hosting programs in the summer, and then come the fall, I will be fully focused in on nesting, on preparing, on setting myself up for success. I know I usually host a program in the fall, and this year I will not be doing that. I will be creating more spaciousness in my calendar and actually preparing to take a pause in my work and in my business for the next year. So this is the biggest news. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my biggest priority is going to be 100% present with my child for the first year, at least, of their life. And in doing that, I'm going to be taking a step back from my business. My team will most likely still be running things behind the scenes. There will be lots of options. I have so many amazing DIY courses and ways to support all of you, even without me being here live every week with you. So working this year on kind of setting up what that looks like so the business can continue supporting women. You know, this is obviously something that I know so many women need help with, their relationship with sugar, their deep relationship with themselves. So I will find a way to continue supporting you while also gifting myself the time to take a year off and be fully, fully present with myself and my new developing identity and role as a mother and my infant, you know, this child that is going to need my full attention and full presence. And this feels like also something that I'm so deeply grateful that I'm able to do. Again, I know most women do not have that luxury, to take time off, to not work, to just go with the flow every day. And I'm so grateful that I've set up a life and I have the support in my life to be able to do that. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to a break. Running a business is really hard. It takes a lot. There is a lot going on behind the scenes here that you guys don't even know about. It's a lot of work and it's exhausting at times, and also really rejuvenating. You know, I love the work that I do with my clients. It's very nourishing. So this is going to be a big transition for me. And I'm really, as I said, deeply looking forward to it. Also having no idea what that's going to look like. But for me, I know that I want to gift myself the space to do nothing but be present and not have any other responsibilities on my plate. That being said, knowing myself, I will definitely still be connecting, engaging, doing things after the baby comes. But I'm going to be doing that on my terms. I'm going to be posting on Instagram on my terms. I'm going to be recording podcast episodes on my terms, not because I have to follow a schedule, but because I genuinely feel inspired to do that thing. And that, I think, is the gift for me. A lot of times, to be honest, getting a podcast out every week sometimes is forced. Sometimes it's, oh my gosh, it's time. I've got to get this episode ready so that it can be edited and uploaded for next week. And it's not always something that I feel I have the space for. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm using this as an example of the spaciousness that I'm going to be creating for myself to really get to choose what I want to do every day, as opposed to feeling like I have to do things. And it's going to be an interesting experiment. This is going to be an experiment. It's going to be full of challenges. It may not go according to plan, probably, but I'm really looking forward to at least attempting this and seeing sort of how that unfolds and how that also, for me, sparks more creativity, sparks more of my higher self, my higher calling. And I do know that, you know, as you've all seen over the years, my business has been shifting. You know, it's shifting more away from sugar, deeper into even our root causes, into the inner work, into our trauma, nervous system regulation, psychedelics, breath work, you know, a lot of these pieces that I know are deeply supportive for mothers as well. The food and nutrition piece, obviously, equally as important when we have infants, young children. Looking forward to navigating that, you know, what I need to eat during those first months. And of course, later on, years down the line, when I'm done breastfeeding, making my own food, you know, introducing, you know, hopefully not introducing sugar to my children. We'll see how that goes. And all those pieces that are going to, you know, be able to, I'm going to be learning and growing and getting to put into practice a lot of what I'm preaching here, right? And what I'm sharing with all of you. So stay tuned for the challenges. Stay tuned for more updates. And I will be sure now that you're all in the loop to keep you posted on this journey every step of the way. It's going to go by fast. It's going to fly by. And for anyone who is curious, my due date is the end of October. So end of October, baby. Hopefully not Halloween night. That would be a bummer for them in the future when they're having birthday parties. But yeah, very, very much looking forward to the fall. It's going to be, it's going to be a wild journey. As any of you who are listening to this who have had children know much more than me, and I'm deeply honored to receive any wisdom, any tips, any advice from other women. I feel like that is the most important piece of this journey. I'm grateful to absorb wisdom from other women, whether it's in a book or from my mother, my sisters-in-law, the women in my life who have had children. I think it's so beautiful to absorb wisdom from others and then also get to choose what feels right to me. I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be raising my child very differently than most people. And that's what works for me. And that's according to my beliefs and, you know, what I feel is the right thing. And that doesn't mean I'm judging anyone else. It means we all get to do this in our own path. We all get to look after ourselves and our children in our own path, in our own beliefs, in our own, you know, knowing of what we feel is right. So I'm looking forward to that. The challenges that are going to come with that, right? Thank you, everyone, for sharing in this joyful news with me. I'm so grateful for all of you. And again, just so deeply honored to be showing up on this podcast for all of you. Excited to finally, I hate keeping secrets. I hate it. Weighs on me. So I'm so excited to have the secret out, share this with all of you, and to continue supporting all of you in the coming months as I am gearing up to host the next round of my Emotional Empowerment 8-week program. This will be the last program, live program that I host for quite some time. And I'm so deeply excited to share more details with you about that. If you want to know more, this program is a deep dive into the root causes of your binging, numbing out addictive patterns with sugar and food. We're diving deep into the emotional and psychological and physical root causes that are ultimately at play and shifting them, healing them. And we're doing that together over 8 weeks in an intimate community of women. And I just absolutely love hosting this program. If you want to be the first to know the details, I am opening up early bird registration really soon for those on the wait list. So come get your name on the wait list. I'll make sure the link is below this episode. If you want to come and work with me before I take some time off, this is your chance. Would love to come and support you. And of course, thank you again for being here. I will see you same time, same place next week. And thank you in advance for everybody for your loving support and messages. And yeah, it means a lot to me to know that we're all in this together. And I'm already feeling that network of support from my clients, my followers, and just, yeah, so deeply grateful for all of that. It's gonna be fun sharing this adventure with all of you. All right, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you're loving what we talked about today, please take a minute to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone you love. It helps us in a big way reach more people and change more lives. And if you're ready to go deeper into discovering your unique root causes and patterns that are keeping you hooked on sugar, be sure to check out our brand new free quiz that will tell you which root cause is holding you back from freedom with food and give you the healing action steps to break free from these old patterns for good. Find the link to take the free quiz and other amazing resources in the show notes below.